This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is three real estate trends to watch in 2022. Hey, but before I get started, I want to touch base with you guys, and I'm hoping that you're all doing great, moving into some cooler temperature here. I think I told you guys it was down to like in the 70s already here in California. We're freezing. Just kidding. I'm not going to be here that much longer, but hey, in Southern California, we're moving to a different part of the country, and, you know, we're kind of enjoying it while we can. But anyway, I just wanted to hope that you guys are doing good and encourage you as you move forward. Hey, and thanks for those of you guys that gave me some suggestions about topics here. I'm always open to that, and I'm investigating a few of those right now. As we speak, no, not as we speak, because I'm basically recording this podcast. But hey, I do want to let you know, though coming up here in the holidays, we do take a little bit of a break and we play some of our best of podcasts that you guys have shown that you really like a lot. So we're going to be highlighting some things you may not have heard. Some of them are a little bit older, but these are shows that we like to highlight during this holiday period, so we can take a little break and be with our families. Also, we are going to be coming back. As soon as we come back in January, we're going to have a great series on 10 steps to successful real estate investing. Each Fun Fact Friday, we'll be highlighting some of these key steps. And then we're trying to sync it with some of the guests that we have, too. So it's going to be a real, really neat kind of deal that we're digging into at the beginning of the year. So, I do want to encourage you guys, if you haven't done it, please put together your real estate plan, your strategic real estate investing plan. Really important if you want to make sure you reach those goals here. So, all right, well, let's jump into our tip of the week here. Tip of the week for this week is treat your investments as businesses. This is a really key thing. Each investment, whether it's a rental property, a house flip, or anything else, should really be treated as its own individual business. I mean, you really have to look at it. Even if it's just one rental house, you've got income, expenses, profits, all the things that you have, the fundamentals for a business. And you really need to treat it that way. And you need to look at ways to be able to, to be able to generate the most return, and just like a business would. So a smart investor will take the time to go through the costs, labor, profits to ensure that your net income is positive. So just a little tip for you there that I think you should latch on to. Let's move into our topic three real estate trends to watch in 2022. Now, every year we zero in on a report that's done by PwC, which is PricewaterhouseCoopers Accounting, that follows the various emerging trends in real estate. So that report came out recently, kind of zeroing in on some of the things that emerged out of this. Lauren Shaughnessy from LoopNet helped zero in on a few of these key trends, and we're going to be highlighting them here in this podcast. But it's a good report, and it's also what's really great at the end of this, I'm going to have some of the top 10 markets in the country, which also is part of the trends that we're going to be highlighting. But, you know, I guess if there are three words real estate professionals could consider heading into the next year, they are flexibility, convenience, and resiliency. Those are the defining themes that came out of this year's Emerging Trends in Real Estate 2022 report. And it's a joint effort by PwC and Urban Land Institute. So here's the good news. The narrative of the past year is that real estate is resilient. We saw that with everything happening with COVID and how real estate held its own. It's pretty amazing. And this is a quote from Byron Carlock. He is the U.S. real estate practice leader at PwC. He said that the real estate industry was in good shape going into the pandemic, and it's in good shape coming out of the pandemic. We've now got an opportunity to take advantage of very high demand, especially for products in housing and industrial, abundant capital for investment that's growing, and inexpensive debt. The big takeaway is that the outlook is very positive, and that's great for us real estate investors here. Though it's not all rosy, Carlock continued, as we do have rising costs, labor shortages, and an infrastructure bill that could cause competition for construction, labor, and materials. But generally, things are looking very positive, and the industry has a lot of demand that needs to be satisfied. This is going to be a cycle focused on development and redevelopment, especially of older properties. So within the 100-page report that we're referring to here, it offers a robust information gleaned from interviews with 1,700 industry experts on individual property sectors and markets. As Lauren from LoopNet looked at, she zeroed in on three key takeaways that I agree are the top areas that real estate professionals should successfully navigate during the next year. The first one is investors show interest in alternative sectors. In contrast to traditional assets such as office, retail, and industrial, the report found that REITs and private investors have been much quicker to embrace a broader variety of alternative sectors. These niche sectors have higher returns at higher cap rates, but often have no higher risk. So this is a key. These are key areas. Tenant demand in many of these alternative sectors are driven more by economic growth, making them less volatile over the business cycle, another appealing feature for investors. The report focused on four primary sectors toward which investors have pivoted. Okay, the first one is one we talked about a lot on this show, senior housing. You know, thanks to the effectiveness of vaccines, senior housing is on the rebound from the dramatic decline seen in the early days of the pandemic. Demand is up. After a full year of negative net absorption, demand turned positive during the second quarter of 2021. However, occupancy levels remain near historic lows, but demographics are working in favor of the sector. And as a large segment of the population ages into potential users of those types of facilities, the value proposition for senior housing will be a boon for most investors looking for growth and stable returns. And this is something I've been saying, and I agree totally, that you can't ignore that bubble that's moving further and further, you know, down the line here, that's going to demand a lot of assisted care, hospitalized care, a lot of other needs for that group. The next one is student housing. Multifamily housing of any type is usually said to be recession-proof, and that includes student housing. While remote learning took its toll on the sector in 2020, demand for new leases surged in the summer of 2021, and occupancy rates and rents have increased as students headed back to school in the fall. The end of leasing season data for fall 2021 suggests that the industry has finally normalized with pre-pandemic norms and that the worst of the downturn is in the rearview mirror, stated the report. Third one is self-storage. Again, this is something we've been talking about recently. Pandemic-induced favors, including the shift to remote work and subsequent household moves, and a new emphasis on outdoor activities, created increased demand for self-storage facilities, pushing the vacancy rate to historic lows at 5.5% at the end of the second quarter of 2021. This, in turn, pushed up average asking rates. Renter demand is anticipated to exceed supply in the near future, even as some pandemic-driven factors dissipate, according to the report, which found through interviews that sales volume is high and climbing. And the final area is life sciences. A focus on vaccine development, greater demand for consumer healthcare services, and new technology has attracted investors to this sector over the past 18 months. The report likened the burgeoning sector's trajectory to the tech boom seen in Silicon Valley over the past two decades. The uncertainty surrounding the role of the traditional office has also shifted investor attention to life science labs and medical office buildings. In addition to the report's asset types to watch, the increased attention on the healthcare space is also causing a shift within the sector. And this is something that Carlock noted as well. As healthcare and retail go through their transformations, we are seeing great demand for different types of healthcare properties. Healthcare providers are trying to be closer to consumers, whether it's off-site from medical buildings or in retail spaces. But what's happening is that they're moving away from old-school hospital campuses, he said. That's nothing new. It's just a transformational trend that is continuing. Carlock also pointed out to the single-family rental market as is a good bet for smaller or non-institutional investors. It still continues to be a strong demand for houses, and the booming market is proof of that. Look at the growth that happened there, where mom-and-pop rental owners could get inexpensive financing and renovate homes to create a portfolio of their own. You're also seeing the kind of vibrancy in the 1031 exchange market, where someone might sell family land, for example, and invest in income-producing property. Small investors can be particularly successful in their local markets because they are closer to the ground and know what the particular needs are in their areas, he explained. Regardless of where individual investors are focusing their interest, demand is high across the board, and experts expect investment activity to ramp up coming this year. Carlock says there's a tremendous amount of liquidity looking for allocations and investment in real estate, said one senior asset manager in the report. Fundraising actually increased in 2020, a most unusual trend during a recession when investors typically pull money out, resulting in a record amount of dry powder on the sidelines looking to be placed. Okay, a second trend is ESG drives decision making. So ESG stands for environmental, social, and corporate governance. One of the survey statistics that impressed Carlock most was the industry's focus on its role alleviating climate change and the responsibility real estate leaders now feel in mitigating environmental risk. While environmental, social, and corporate governance, ESG, has always been something investors paid attention to and participated in, think green building certifications and other environmental accreditations and initiatives, they have been slow to actually incorporate it into decision making. This year's report found that 82% of the respondents consider ESG elements when making operational or investment decisions. That can mean they're incorporating it into their underwriting, buying decisions, or property selection and positioning of assets. Karlick said, "Our industry leadership has really awakened to the reality that our role in society is more than just bricks and sticks. We, the industry, the real estate industry, have the opportunity to lead the way with respect to social issues that we can actually have a hand in solving. ESG is clearly something that is top of mind for investors." Karlick also noted that other social issues the industry is focusing on, such as housing affordability, which severely worsened during the pandemic, and taking a more proactive approach to promoting diversity and inclusion within companies or industry groups. Those are key areas that have also been focused on. And we're going to be talking, too, more about housing affordability and some of the solutions that some people are proposing, which is going to be interesting in future podcasts. The third trend is this: Sun Belt markets offer the most opportunity. Now, this is not necessarily news, anything new, because those have been some of the top markets, but historically considered secondary or tertiary markets, Sun Belt markets top the report's list of promising places for real estate prospects, with 8 out of 10 of the top markets to watch being in the Sun Belt markets. These markets showcased potential during the pandemic, as top-tier cities cleared out with closures and remote workers opted for less expensive nearby alternatives. Looking at the markets listed in the report, Karlick said they all have similar defining attributes that make them attractive. They all stand out for quality of life, and they're also tax-friendly states for businesses. That's a continuation of last year's trend as well. The pandemic did show us that the urban exodus out of cities like New York, San Francisco, and Chicago were real. But we are already seeing a boomerang back to these cities. But when it comes to the importance of investor favoritism in good cities for development, it always points back to these Sun Belt markets. Powered by strong growth, home building outlook, affordability, and job prospects, the 10 markets that top the list for overall real estate prospects are: number one, Nashville, Tennessee, no surprise. Number two, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. Number three, Phoenix, Arizona. Number four, Austin, Texas. Number five, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. Number six, Charlotte, North Carolina. Number seven, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Number eight, Atlanta. And the two non-Sunbelt areas, number nine, Seattle. Number 10, Boston, Massachusetts. That is the list for today and the recap. I think it's a great report. I'll have a link to it in the show notes that you can read it page for page if you'd like to, or even download a copy of it. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including some great links, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Three Real Estate Trends to Watch in 2022. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.